Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. Almost 5 years in this chair, and I love it. Anyway, like I many times mentioned, sometimes I'm just crazy about my guests, and sometimes I'm less crazy about my guests, but I still love them. But today I'm like overwhelmed by emotions, and seems like I had 5 coffees, I had 4, but feels like I had 5. I'm so happy, because I have the best of Poland in the studio. We have so many beautiful, smart, intelligent, creative filmmakers and music makers or composers. We have director also with us. And I don't even know how to start the show because I'm so excited. We will be talking about Polish Film Festival LA, which, again, like I mentioned, we have in the studio with us. Director of Polish Film Festival and friend of Accent On and LA Talk Radio.
Hello again. I'm Władek Juszkiewicz, director of the Polish Film Festival Los Angeles. And for the 18th time, we will have the festival here, which starts 18th of October at Egyptian
Theater.
That's cool,
18 and 18.
Yes. Yeah. The date, not the year.
That's then 18th of October, which means few days.
In few days, we will be on the red carpet at Egyptian and presenting awards to films. This is a different way than other festivals. We present awards at the beginning of the festival.
I think this is very exciting because gives you more like feeling of, oh, I know who won, I know what is the best, I want to meet this person, that person. You mingle and you find out what is the best right away. It's like you have dinner, you know, I will be eating this, I will be eating that. I think it's
people
great.
People are friendly to each other because they know already that, you know, who won, and then they have to fight about it or think about it. So this is this idea of it. And after that, we have 8 days of screenings at Lemley Noho and Santa Monica Film Center. And we go to USC for 2 days, for 1 day to Northridge. And we are in the acting studio just screening documentary about Krakow Film Acting School.
Wow, it's a lot. And this is like how many days festival is?
It's together with the opening is 9 days.
9 days again starts on the 18th
of October.
And if somebody, anybody, or many of listeners want to come and join us for opening night, which is we are raising money, yes?
So it's opening, it's the fundraiser, so we invite some people, of course, but other people are going to join us, we ask for donation.
And
the donation is $90 per person, the regular one, and of course could be more than 90.
Of course.
And from 250 for VIP, and then you can get the invitation. So there's no tickets on invitation.
But I just want people to know, I hope a lot of people in LA already are familiar with our festival, but people who would like to find out more, please go to Accent On. I posted all links. Also, we have special page.
We can go to Polish Film Festival Los Angeles page, polishfilmla.org, or go to Facebook, Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, and everything is there. Each event has their own create own event and description, a program. Just everything is there.
It's beautiful, Diana. It's very, very exciting night. The first night is very, very exciting. I will say again, very exciting, because outside of red carpet outside of great, beautiful theater, outside of people who really feel like family, because a lot of people know each other for all of these 18 years.
For 18 years, they're coming back, and we increasing the family of the festival, because each year, for example, the jurors are new ones. So it is big family. This year, we have like 20, 25 jurors in each category. And here we have winner of one category of previous festivals on the debut music composer debut, which he will be presenting this year award to new person who is the winner of the
passing the crown. I love it. And we need to describe what is so special about Polish Film Festival, which I think sooner or later people will need to know that this is a really international film festival. Could you describe us, Władek, the little difference? People want me. The little... My phone is ringing. What the? Okay. Could you describe us, Władeczko, Polish Film Festival, but really this is an international...
No, our definition of Polish film is film made not only in Poland, but made by Polish people with Polish characters, Polish filmmakers or Polish subject outside of Poland. And like here we have a filmmaker who has Polish roots, so he is in the festival. There are subject of Poland made outside of Poland, or like Czech film which was Polish actress. So all kind of connections to Poland we will be screening at the festival.
Wonderful. And I'm coming back to this first night, because I think if you visit once and you pay donation or whatever you call this at $90 and or more, you will always want to come back. It's not only because it's red carpet and it's amazing food and it's just so beautifully put together night. Then we have an award ceremony, and then we have a film in the end, which this year will be...
This Art of Life, of Love by Maria Sadowska. It's a story about Polish sexologist, how you call it?
Yeah.
And she's telling her story of her life and how she tried to change the view and dealing with sex about not on the sex but talking about sex, because this everywhere, not in Poland,
it's kind of taboo, but
of course even she advised other people, she has her own problems, so and those problems will be shown on the film too.
Art of Love. Everybody needs to see this movie. I'm going, I will be watching, I'll taking my daughter with me. And now she's 23, she can watch a movie like that.
Yeah.
It's PG?
Probably 16, 18.
Okay, cool.
Because there are some sex scenes in it.
Yay! Okay, then this night will be very excited. Then we have 8 more nights. Like I said, people who want to know more about scheduling for the movies and where, you have everything on your beautiful website. I also am placing all information. I will be doing more with a full schedule of festival. I'll be placing on my Accent On page on Facebook. Now, let's invite, introduce, and talk to our guests who, so much youth in us. I don't even know it to start from maybe the youngest, because I'm mother, and when I see so beautiful young gentleman who has soul and so much art about him, and now he just won big award, I don't even know what to say. Władeczko, do you feel like fatherly next to your guest?
Somehow, you know.
Okay, could you
It was funny when I started talking to him on the phone, and he started addressing me Mister. I said, "Don't call me Mister." But I said, but you can be my grandfather. I said, "Call me Grandpa."
That's like from one to another, you know, very very fast. Okay, Jonasz, you have beautiful unusual name, Jonasz Wiewiór. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mentioned you are very very young. You really are young. You are 18 years old. Composer, Could you tell us about your long life and all these achievements that you already have?
Okay, so now I'm in the third grade of high school, but I've been learning classical as well as jazz piano since I was 7. I also took an interest on harmony, jazz harmony and orchestration, and film music. A real breakthrough for me came in the middle school, and actually at the end of middle school.
Middle school, real break. Okay.
I watched a Tim Burton movie, Frankenweenie, stop motion animation, which really pushed me in the direction of animation and introduced me to this type of medium. And so I came up with an idea that maybe I could try doing or making my own short animated film, and that's why I started very spontaneously to make short.
Like a few years later, 3-4 years later, because you are just 18, middle school, there was like 13 or 14, you know, and now you have a world in your hands. You are coming straight from New York?
Yes. Yesterday I received an award for Best International Film at the All American High School Film Festival for my animation Blue Inventor. I've been working on this animation for 7 months and it was like from scratch. So starting with storyboard through rough animation through the camera and ending up with post-production, sound design and in the end the music score.
And music score.
His score. He composed the music.
And we have one song which is just beautiful. And I know that you wrote the music and you play piano. And this is your friend who was a student in your school, yes?
Yes.
She just wrote the lyrics. And the title of the song, I will say in Polish, A co pan powie na to? Na to? Nie. A co pan powie? A co pan powie na tą krótką, na krótką rozmowę. Okay, then if we want to tell people what this song is about, could you describe?
It's about a young woman who is determined to attract a young man. And she's doing her best to achieve the goal.
Short conversation, that's all what she needs.
Short conversation.
Yeah, she will get him. I feel she will get him. Beautiful. Then I think maybe we'll play the song. Okay, we have a little break and a little music. That's beautiful. A co pani powie na... Pan?
Pan.
Powie na krótką rozmowę.
Dlaczego milczymy, bo wiemy za dużo? Dlaczego płaczemy, bo wiemy i już? Dlaczego czekamy, żeby nie odejść, żeby nie mówić i milczeć i już? A co pan powie na krótką rozmowę? Bez zobowiązań żaden o pogodzie, jakieś nowinki ze świata pan wie. Od pogawędka by minął nam czas, bez uwodzenia, no co pan, a jak? Niech pan da spokój, to tylko rozmowa, rozumie pan teraz. Dwa słowa i już. Dlaczego milczymy? Bo wiemy za dużo. Dlaczego płaczemy? Bo wiemy i już. Dlaczego czekamy, żeby nie odejść, żeby nie mówić i milczeć i już. A
I'm so sorry, we have so many guests and I cannot play whole song. But what really I love about this song that could be going straight to Kabaret Starszych Panów. Americans do not know what I'm saying, but this was a show on Polish TV that I don't know how many years everybody loved it and has had just charm and elegance and beautiful instrumental music and great lyrics. And I think you are in the style, in the song, of course.
Yes, I agree.
You agree?
Yes.
Yay!
Anna Kamińska has been my my friend and collaborator for like the last four years, and we've done plenty of projects together, including a theater performance, Hotel Breslau, which relates musically to the songs from the interwar period, so okay. From the 20s and 30s, and I think this style and type of music influenced my and expanded my skills as a musician as well.
Wonderful, very artsy, beautiful, and very sweet. Thank you so much. Okay, now I think I have a beautiful lady in a studio. I know Polish girls are gorgeous and she is gorgeous. But you know, gorgeous and very creative and very smart and very well educated. And you're a filmmaker.
Yes.
Okay, one more time, your name.
My name is Angie Polkowicz.
Angie?
Angie Polkowicz.
If somebody wants to know Polish version of your name, it will be
Agnieszka.
Agnieszka. Angie, Agnieszka, beautiful. Both names are just gorgeous. And you are in LA. You are living in LA.
Yes.
How many years?
I moved here 3 years ago from New York.
Oh, yes. A little closer to the microphone. I want people to hear you very well.
Okay.
We were talking a little bit before the show, because I know the title of your shorts is The Cousins, and I would love probably listeners to know what is this movie about. And then could you tell us a little bit, why did you submit this movie to Polish Film Festival and previous one, because it was already screened in different film festivals?
I submitted it because it was my latest movie, so okay. I feel the most passionate about. The title is Cousin, and it tells a story about 13-year-old Olga, who makes a shocking discovery that her younger cousin is physically abused. And determined to help, she reaches to adults and the system, but both let her down. So she decides to take the matter in her own hands, and she's gonna do something that I hope will make the audience think. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little longer after the credits roll.
Well, now this type of topics, that's just whole world need to think about this, because we need to protect our children, and we really sometimes are closing our eyes on certain
yes.
situations, and we don't want to get involved in family issues. I don't know your movie, but I can imagine.
It's on
obviously,
the spot, yes.
And now we have teenager who sees that something is wrong with the situation, and she probably trusts the younger girl trusts the cousin, and somehow, somewhere they must communicate. But yeah, I cannot wait to find out how she helped her, because bet her cousin did something right and shook everybody.
That's right.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And the movie is going to play on October 20th
okay.
at 7 p.m. in Lami Monika Film Center. So if anybody could, I would
you would like people
love to
come
to invite
and see.
Them.
Yeah. And again, I'm so, in a way, disappointed, because shorts, this is like art, like great hit song. You have 3 minutes or sometimes 4 minutes, and you need to create something so good that people need to watch. And we enjoy listening to the music, but somehow shorts, as people don't understand and don't have a chance to see them on TV all the time. This is supposed to be why we don't have channel with only shorts, you know. It 10 minutes, in 1 hour you can go through so many emotions, you know, like 4 movies, 5 movies, and it just really go through the best in 10 minutes to get story across. What a talent need to be, you know. It's like, again,
I feel very thankful that my movie was chosen.
Yeah, chosen, absolutely. You know, of course I would like to know how Władek discovered all of these wonderful artists and filmmakers, and we will talk about this another time. I really am planning on creating on monthly one Monday that is devoted exclusively to the best of Poland and filmmaking and this type of really young look on what the film could bring as a new story. Because you are in America for how many years?
8 years now.
8 years. And when you left Poland, you were very, very young, obviously. Did you do something in Poland already that you can say, hey, I am a filmmaker there?
No, I didn't do anything in Poland. I didn't feel like there are any opportunities to do anything connected with films. When I knew I want to work in the films, I moved straight away to New York.
Because you were studying something else.
I was studying education, but that was for my family. I never wanted to do it.
I know, but you know, probably you were reading a lot. You probably needed to pass. Did you finish?
Yeah, I don't remember anything. So it's like never
Mom
happened.
And Dad, what is she saying? Congratulations, Mama.
But
your
not
daughter
remember,
is very,
but
very smart.
It influenced your film, too. The subject, it's a family. So,
and
so
you're thinking
right.
differently. Yeah, I know. We always think, why did I waste my 4 years of studying? We know. Later you'll know. Everything who you are is your journey. And the school was probably very cool. But then you were in New York.
I was. I moved there because I wanted to be an actress.
Okay.
So I went to study in best school for acting, Lee Strasberg Institute. And straight when I finished, I discovered I have a huge problem getting roles with my accent.
Yeah.
And they taught us in school to always make your disadvantage your advantage.
Yeah.
So I wrote a short web episode for a Polish girl so I could have an accent, and I just loved the process so much of writing and directing. After that, I could just never go back to being an actress.
Okay, you know, I still don't believe in forgetting talents or dreams. Probably in your journey, of course, you eventually will be acting, because like you said, nobody really cares about accent. Look at me, I barely speak English, you know, and I have my show, people listen, thank you. And I was much worse before. Sometimes I have blank space in my head, I don't even know what question I want to ask somebody, because some people are unusually coming, they are talking about NASA, they are talking about engineering, I don't know these things, but really, and my accent also is practically weird. People love accents, you know that people love, but you, in the meantime, I understand you found a passion for something else, and now you are really loving what you do right now, but do not throughout your dream, girl?
You know what? I just never imagined, I don't know why, I never imagined I could be director and a writer, maybe because I'm a woman, I don't know. It just never crossed my mind. When I thought about movies, I thought acting, that was the only possibility. So when I did that, when I directed and I wrote, I thought I can do it, and I don't want to do anything else.
Oh my gosh, she's a little stubborn girl, but we know she'll be playing everything what she wants in life. Your life is just beginning, and I cannot wait to see you on the screen playing hot Eastern European girl with beautiful accent in your own movie.
No, I don't want to play a hot European actress. No,
okay,
no,
that old lady who really,
never
you
say
know,
no,
whatever.
Never.
But that's, yes, that's okay. This is a passion, and you really, in today, you know what you want, but, you know.
Yes.
We as older people, Wadeczko, we know that life brings a lot of great things, and we need to bend and
who
do.
Who is old here? I don't feel old.
Oh, no, me. I am old and I love it. Anyway, okay, yes, I'm very excited to see the movie, and I'm excited that you mentioned you like the dark topics and themes that people do not like to talk about and too much, and that's what you chose in your short.
Because when I watch the movie, it's not for the entertainment, but it's because I'm missing something in life. So when I watch them, I like to keep thinking about them for a few days after. That's when the movie is worth watching for me.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and you are in LA, and I'm hoping you'll be back and we'll be talking about your future career as an actor and filmmaker. I'm joking. But we'll be talking more, because it's interesting how the career of a young lady, you are here alone, you know, and people don't understand how tough it is to come from another country, doesn't matter what country, establish yourself and pick the school and make your dream come true, bend this way or that way, rediscover yourself and fighting for your dream, whatever the dream is, and you are very close to achieve probably what you really want in life.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Okay, and then, okay, let's talk about Noah. Hi.
Hi.
Your name is?
My name is Noah Gilbert.
Noah Gilbert, Polish film director. I'm like, Polish? He comes here. Name is very unusual. And of course, everybody says you speak beautifully. You are from Canada. You don't have an accent. You are Polish. And that's what Polish Film Festival is. Really, the roots allowed you to be a part of this beautiful event. And we want to know more about Noah.
Great. I'm actually really grateful to be a part of it. I was born and raised in Canada, but my family all has Polish roots. And every time I go back there, there's a resonance. It means something to me. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
We like to hear this, Wadeczko. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, your heart beats also on Polish soul very strongly, yes. What do you like about Poland?
When he admitted the film, I said, I'm sorry, this is film for Polish filmmakers. And then he said, no, I am Polish filmmaker. And this is, it's come up.
I promptly sent him a photo of my passport, and then we worked it out.
Yeah, he sent me passport. Yeah.
And again, I will say your parents probably are so proud of you.
I'd say so.
Did they ever imagine that you will become who you are right now?
Was
their dream?
I don't know that they had a specific image in mind, but they think pretty highly of me, probably more highly of myself than I think of me than I think of myself. So,
and we wanted to know more because you are here and you are presenting your own film that you directed. Yes,
I did. Yes,
could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure, it's a short film. Usually in the short, so I write with my brother. My brother does most of the writing.
What is his name?
His name's Seth Gilbert. He's just recently moved to Barcelona, but we still write from afar. Usually we come up with stories together, and then he'll do most of the writing, and then I'll direct, and for the shorts I produce them as well. I had some help on this one from a friend of mine who's a producer too. But for our shorts, they're usually like just really dark comedies. For this one in particular, we were inspired by a film called Wild Tales. It was an Argentinian film from a few years back that was a collection of short films, six short films that all revolved around revenge, and it was just phenomenally good. Each of them was as good as the last. And as I'm sure you all well know, short films are hard to have be that effective. So it was that sort of inspired this one. Our father is a psychiatrist, and this one is got like a very dark edge, like a cutting edge that's almost a little bit of a jab to him. It's about a really sleazy psychiatrist, which my father is not, but the goal was, that's what inspired it.
Oh my gosh, I love it because it's very hard to do good comedy. I really think, I don't even know. And always when I want to go to a movie, I say, hey, let's laugh a little bit. And you have not so many movies.
Yeah.
Will this be what I'm going with this? Because I know you are creating right now your first full-length movie, yes? Is this something that you would like to pursue, the dark comedies?
Yeah, so my favorite movies have always been dark comedies. My brother and I, we're huge fans of the Coen brothers and Martin McDonagh, specifically, his theater work. And there's just so much you can explore in pushing things to the farthest end, just past the boundaries of what's acceptable. I love making people feel uncomfortable. It's funny to me. I love, you get to, in dark comedy, I feel like you get to speak about things. You can make people cry, you can make people laugh, and you can pass along insight all within, under one umbrella. So I like that a lot. The feature that our first feature that we're working on right now is a very, very dark comedy. We've been working on another feature for about 5 years now, which seems like we'll make next. That's not a dark comedy. That's just a drama. It comes down to whatever interests us in the moment. My brother is a really beautiful writer, so I trust his instincts on things as well, and I'm a fan of his work, which is, makes it a lot easier to translate it into film. But I think that's why I like dark comedy.
And when will be screening of your shorts? When will be able to see?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Vladek's
the but that's good.
I'm going to be there. I think it's on Sunday.
No, you better be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't remember all the.
Oh, that's okay.
Because we have so many shorts.
How many? Tell us.
About 24 or something.
You have right to not remember.
Yeah, no, I don't have a right not to remember.
But if you can send me this note, I will post on Facebook that we know, and all of the dates for guests that we have today, they will be cool to.
I remember his film, the animation of Jonas. It's on Thursday.
Okay, you think it's Sunday? Let's just not guess, but yeah. Just send me by email and then we'll be posting, you know, the dates and release. Okay, I would like to know your road to the place that you are right now.
Oh, that's, I went to business school for a year, hated my life, mm-hmm. and dropped out. Took a year off to travel. I moved out to California to go to a school called CalArts, which is up north. Mm-hmm. I studied theater, but it's pretty fluid education there. You can do a lot of what you want. And I still love the community of theater and the idea of storytelling in that forum.
I don't want to say you are also very actor-like, you know, and gorgeous too. Then you hate to act.
I don't hate. No, I don't. Actually, I love the process of acting for theater in particular. Okay. I have very little interest in it. I think like Angie was expressing, it never made sense to me to like scrounge and struggle for roles that I didn't even want if I were to have gotten them.
Yeah, just for sake of
so it's so much more fulfilling to me to have control over a story and to really, you know, get to flush something out. And I am a bit of I can be a control freak. So it's good for me to be in a position of getting to make decisions, or at least I'll enjoy it.
I think it's we agree with Noah and yes, Angie. We let them do what they want to do. And
So I did that. I graduated from CalArts. I moved to New York. Through a series of strange circumstances, I wound up doing some journalism work. I did that for some time, and then I moved. When my brother graduated from college, we moved out to Los Angeles together, started a little film production company, and have been working doing that ever since.
Wow. And obviously you're very young too, then. I don't know, this seems like everybody achieved already a lot and has something to say about the life that they live till this point. Just always excites me because sometimes when you ask people here, and young people here, and they're 29 or something, say, I just woke up and maybe I will do something today. It's like I'm so sorry, I don't want to sound not nice, but yes, young people waste their life and opportunities here, and I'm so excited that all of you who are in the studio, no, we do not waste our opportunities and talents, and we have fight for it, because life is too short to waste it, every day, every moment, every day, yeah, and dream, because we're in Hollywood, but we can dream everywhere. Okay, now let's move to very controversial guest, and I love him also because he has some connection with my own hometown, and I was studying in Katowice in Silesia, and he also was studying there, but originally you are from Krakow.
No, I was living in Krakow.
Only living? Originally you are from what town?
Kędzierzyn-Koźle.
Near
your
I know, my sister was living there. Mm-hmm. She passed away, but yes, I know very well Kędzierzyn Koźle, very, very well. Then could you tell us your name?
My name is Marcin Malisz.
And when Americans try to say this name, sounds a little different.
Oh my God, so many ways. It's Marcin, Marcel, my friend asked me if he can call me Bob.
Oh,
because
that's
March, how can you pronounce it? I was like, Marcin,
so
like...
But Władeczko, you mentioned his name in different way. How did you say? Marcin?
Marcin, yeah.
You said Marcin, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Marcin, then could you tell us a little bit about your journey to LA? Because this is your first time here?
Yes, okay. Exactly. So I took place in a work and travel program. So I get a work in New Hampshire. I was working there like, you know, it's just a regular work for 4 months. So I earned the money and now I'm just traveling and, you know.
And meantime, you are not a traveler because obviously you are here for the reason on Polish Film Festival. Who are you? What are you doing?
So now I'm starting a master degree in film producing.
Where?
In Katowice.
Okay.
So my two biggest passions are movies and music. So before I was working much on movies, I was doing many movies in the school, many exercises. I don't think it's
that's good. Okay. People understand.
Etudes. Yeah.
Yes. And in May this year, with friends, we created the first edition of Avant-Garde Film Festival in Krakow.
But that's more like marketing and branding or something. Just like you decided that that's the trend or passion of that's what you want to do. Where this came from?
Yeah. It's like the because I was looking for my place, and I think I'm still looking for it.
Of course.
But, you know, I try to put this, my biggest passions, like into one job. Mm-hmm. And I was producing movies, and I was missing the music. So we've made a film festival, and we've got like many events, and there was movies, there was music. Yes.
Yeah, missing music, you have two composers. So
this is great.
Obviously, if you need music, also LA, this is the place that a lot of my friends probably would love to work with any of you, and I have connections in the music business here. I know a lot of great artists and composers here too. But I still, the avant-garde, you know, we know what is avant-garde, is something that nobody is edgy and this and that, you know. This is a title of festival like that, that you better fulfill the name of it. You had one, yes, festival already like that?
We had like first edition.
What was the difference? Like, really, did you find something so avant-garde in somebody else's creation that you say that's the direction that you in the future want to go? Who, that somebody inspired you? How to really be somebody that nobody really understands in this time of the age? What is the avant-garde again? What is the difference?
I'm thinking that the avant-garde is just the way of thinking or of looking, taking, you know, we're talking about the art. So it's like just the way of expressing yourself, of searching or of showing people and other things.
Not being scared to just really...
Yeah, we're not scared of anything.
That's very, very interesting. I don't even know if in America we have stuff like that, some film festivals this way.
That our festival is the only one in Poland like this.
Well, you better look. If in America or somewhere, then you know you do this first and for whole world and start calling this world festival instead of Polish. Because you never know how fast you can expand.
Know.
And people like stuff like that if nobody did before.
Yeah,
yes?
But
in avant-garde, did you hear about specialized direction
for some in the festival and specialize with different things. And we always find audience for every kind of films and movies and ideas.
Yeah, but if you know that it's, that whatever I do, I know it's a little twisted, I know it's a little weird, nobody will understand, and now I have a festival that I can send my film to, will you invite people from abroad to screen?
Yes.
No, now we need to have contacts to you, all of these things. Can you tell us how to get for you? With you.
Sorry?
We need to find contact with you if somebody who
somebody wants to submit the film to you.
If somebody wants to submit, I could really spread the word around.
I think you. I want to ask you to follow our page on Facebook. I think it's the newest source of the facts, of the news. And I wanted to say one more thing. Like, what are we looking? Our goal is to take the visual art or just experimental art, you know, because I see that in Poland they are showing in galleries, in art galleries, you know, in the end of the hallway, somewhere in the corner, and nobody is interested in this. It's just standing there, and we just want to take this piece of art and make a good place for this.
Bring to the front that people have right away.
Exactly.
Yes, so sad. Yes, that art somehow is missed because of placement, like you say. It's like people don't even go to the certain part of the
room. Yeah, like, you know,
rooms,
more of people are interested
there.
In pop culture and
yes.
like this. It's mainstream, and because of the money.
And you know, we are talking about paintings or photographs or stuff like that. Because you know, when you want to see the movie, you really need to have a place for screening and bring people to the event. Then that's
you want
it
just
tougher.
Them to focus on you know, just watching, getting
and visuals
all,
and
the emotions,
an expression. Everything. Yeah, that is what
very very interesting. And if people want to find out the page, I don't even know if we are
Lava
connected.
Lava Festival.
Lava, LAVA.
Mm-hmm.
Lava Festival. Okay, people, remember, everybody who has something weird, unusual, different, it feels not understand by the
people. But he is here too for the Polish Film Festival, and he is the producer of the film, which will be a screen here, short film. So he represents.
Oh. We need to know more.
Tell a few about the film.
Tell us a little bit about your film.
So the title of this movie is The Lethargy.
Okay.
It's a road cinema. We've got two main characters. The main character, Marcel. is in his bad times. He tried to focus on. He just want to look inside, inside him, and he's meeting a young girl in bakery. You know, like you want to focus on something. You want to think about what happens and things like this.
And here
and
the
suddenly,
is
coming the very young. A little bit annoying girl, you know, asking many questions, talking all the time. And he decided to take her home. And they are just walking, talking, and he's getting more and more, like, you know.
Switch from himself to thinking more about her.
I love, you know, just the way of looking of the kids, like they are looking on the world, like.
Pure and
different way than the adults,
and I love this.
Oh, now we don't know your screening date. Do we know? Oh,
I think it's Saturday, but I'm not sure.
We like just any Saturday, any Sunday, any Wednesday. We are there. No, I'm joking. We will have all this information. Obviously, we have 24 shorts and nobody remembers every date. And how many films will be on a festival?
Probably close to 100.
Gosh. That's a lot of work, and you are still looking not so tired, Wadeczku. Wadek, we are so proud of you. 18 years, Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles. I was
organizing the festival and bringing this kind of people give me the energy.
Absolutely.
So.
I know what you are saying. Yes, youth is everything, and they have new perspective. They bring this just energy to all of us, and it's worth to do what you are doing so much for everybody. Now, I have a last guest in the studio who is like our old friend. He was here a year ago, and you are the one who will be passing the crown to another awarded filmmaker. And you got married in this year? So
last year, yeah.
My gosh, okay. What is your name?
So my name is Alex Gruss. I'm a film composer and music producer. I've been to the festival 2 years ago where I won the award for my debut feature film. For a feature film I scored, rather.
For his mother.
For my mum's. It wasn't the first film that I've ever done, but it was the first feature film that I've done. So it's good to be back. It's good to see Wadek again. I haven't seen him in a while. Aww. It's good to see you again.
And we met your wife. Then congratulations again. Your life is changing. You have an accent, not Polish accent. You have English accent or something like that.
You can still hear Polish in it.
Yes, but twisted little English. But what I'm saying, world is one gorgeous place. All of these beautiful people who are in the studio, they all come, maybe roots are from Poland, but they are just living world lifestyle. They can fit anywhere when they want to. You living in?
So I live in London permanently. I do, so I mainly do music for film, but I also do session guitar for Sony Music in London. And I also do a bit of sound design, you know, just whatever works.
And I know now you have somewhere on your computer 6 songs, first EP, and we would love to have you back in the studio. You really need to, you know, write to me, because it would be great to play some of your music and
Absolutely.
Knowing that your life is moving forward. And yeah. Okay, you are here again. What do you have?
So I'm here. Actually, originally I was here on my honeymoon. And then I found out that the festival starts on the 19th,
18th.
Sorry, so we extended our booking just to stay for the festival, and it's great to be back. We've traveled around the Northern California, and I had to do a bit of work because I'm doing a documentary for a Polish TV, so music for a documentary. So I had to do a bit of work, but it's mostly pleasure, you know.
I don't even know if what we do we can call work.
Yeah.
It's just we are so blessed and so lucky. Yeah, being
it is when you have to mix it, you know.
Yes, right. That you better do right. Yeah. But all of this creativity, this is something that all of us love to do and yeah. live for it. And we're so thankful that we can do it and somebody can see it, enjoy it. And that's what, Vladek, again, I'm coming back to you, how... I know you say no single-handed, no, because you have a lot of great people that are helping you to make this festival a success. Could you give us a few wonderful names of maybe sponsors? Because festival like that needs money. And we had a few conversations before, and I know it's not easy to get anybody's really help. You need to knock to doors, and it's just tiring. Seems like the money is supposed to come easier.
It's things would never end yes. Because if you have this amount of money and you do certain things and then you think, okay, we have more money, you get more things. So there's raising money is never end. And but the amount of money. It matter, but you know, I start with $800 the festival. Hmm. I didn't ask my friends to come to my birthday party and not bring any gifts, which then collect the dust on the shelf, but bring money and donate to the and I collected about over $800. It was the seed money for the first festival.
Wow!
And then of course I have to start looking. For a little bigger money, and the first who stepped in was the Polish American Federal Credit Union, Polam, who
amazing.
It's from the beginning, and so at least I know that every year I have this amount of money to continue, and then the Polish government stepped in, and the Polish Film Institute when they create, and then Ministry of Culture, Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Polish Senate. So they are bringing money which we can make and grow the festival.
But what you are saying, I am so proud that you have these connections and in Poland, because this is outside in from Poland to America. We have so much help and understanding that Poland wants to help you and have this festival to being strong and for many, many years. We have so many Polish people living in America. Do you have an easy way of getting any support from individual people?
It's collecting, asking, and this is what I always say, that the opening is not by ticket, but invitation. So if I'm saying that it's a minimum of $90, doesn't mean that has to be $19. You're not buying ticket. You're supporting the whole event. We have to stand up something. So it's the minimum.
Yes, but that's all LA. But we have so many millions of Polish people living in America, and I think we're supposed to be proud of everybody who is in a studio right now. This is the future of world filmmaking and composition. They will change.
There's one thing that, you know, changing the world, but other thing is to bring the subject which wider the horizon of people thinking about Poland, about us.
Yeah.
That we can bring some, after watching certain films, we can sit together with our American friends and talk about different things, not only pierogi and kielbasa.
I know. Then, we need to still find ways of getting into Polish people, people with Polish roots, Americans who love, or people who love Poland, love to know more about Poland, understanding that it's just not easy to come from Poland and make a difference in America.
Yeah, and the festival brings people coming out of the woods and saying, oh, I have Polish roots.
Yeah, and be proud of it.
And they don't...
But if you can sponsor one of these artists and just somebody who has money and just likes to change something in people's life, and they say, okay, how can I help? And maybe, you know, take somebody under the...
But at the same time, you know, the why I trying to bring as much as young people as I possible, because they get something from that. They see different thing and they get passionate about it. Because there's the beginning of they're looking for something, the beginning of the life, and continue.
They're not tired yet. After many, many years, you start feeling a little tired.
So I'm giving them the open the door, and then they can look at it, and then they can... It's everything in their hand.
Yes.
Because, you know, nobody will do for us if we don't do for ourselves. And like, of course, I'm supposed to know when the screenings of the films are, but again, each person... supposed to at this moment supposed to know, because promote the own film. Yeah. We are promoting, but the best promoter of your film is yourself.
We need to speak out, and that's what I really teach also a lot of artists that I'm developing writing for, because they think, oh, I did album, I did send, okay, somebody else will think about me. No, will not. Maybe later when you start being successful, you have a lot of helpers. But I think it's our ambitious, we're supposed to be proud of who we are, and we're supposed to speak very loudly about achievements in so young age, because that's, people want to hear about you. They will not ask, hey, tell me more. No, you need to tell me more.
You have to do this, like with Joanna. He came today, I said, listen, I posted already about your achievement and award. Did you share the news with
you?
No, I didn't.
People
so
want,
you know,
to know.
I made him to post it and said, right now, it's going out.
We are so proud of you. Please send me again this information. I will be reposting. And that's what we need to do. We need to say how good we are and be proud of it. That's it. That's art.
Exactly.
Okay, then, because our show is almost over for today, we have Władek Juszkiewicz. If you can give us a link or address to website.
PolishFilmAlea.org, which describe all the films or the programs, and you can find out all the bios about directors, actors, and our guests. And you can go on our Facebook, where there are some trailers of the films, and so you can get deeper in the subject, and of course you can go to website of Lemley Theatres, where you can find when the screenings are and the description connection to our website, and that's what I say, come and see the films, and remember the short films and documentary animation are free for everybody. And for the students, everything is free, even features film. Sometimes, like with Angie, her film is attached to the feature film. So, but it's kind of, you know, policy too, because if I know that she has a short film, so that she will bring people to see the future.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
Promoting her film, she will promote the festival. So, yes. You know, we're helping each other and promoting everything.
Yep. Okay, for today, I love you all. I'm so proud of all of us, and we all are Polish in heart, but we are really giving our talents to the world. And like I said, we need to scream and knock to people's door, because nobody really cares. We are in LA, first and foremost. Everybody's talented here. That's scary. But really, we have something special to offer. Then for today, I love you all again. Ilona Europa, Accent On, and Polish Film Festival, 18th of October. And please, if you can come. And we will be raising money. $90 is not a lot to get you into beautiful event that you will be wanting to come every year. That's what I do, and that's all what my friends are doing. and you will be treated like a queen and king. You'll be eating amazing food. You'll be even drinking some Polish vodka, not only. And then you'll be watching the gorgeous people.
Meeting some nice people.
Yes.
We have two names which we have to mention.
Oh.
One is from Poland, Andrzej Seweryn, which is one of the biggest theater film stars, not in Poland, but internationally. And we have Stephanie Powers, which will be getting the award for the artist achievement, artist with Polish roots.
That would be great. Maybe she will come. She can come after the
festival.
Coming.
She's especially flying from London for this event, and after the event, she's flying back.
Wonderful.
So it's good that people feel that way, that this is the place that have to stand up and show that they are Polish.
Władek Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival, thank you so much one more time, and I promise this will not be next year, because we always see you like 2 months before the film festival, and you are really great friend.
Thank you for having us here.
Always, but I want to dedicate minimum one Monday on Accent On to this type of topics, the creativity and filmmaking, artists, musicians. And yeah, I will be a little selfish because they will be probably 100% Polish or coming from Poland, but I am very proud to
be there. But here some Polish filmmakers and besides others, there are much more. So it's we can bring him here.
I would love that. Loved it. Okay, thank you again, Acting Down.
No, it's not only one. Well, I was trying to bring his brother, but he escaped.
He's in a port. Yeah. Good for him. Okay, bye-bye for today.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.